Israeli lawmakers slam Biden's claims of settler violence, modern blood libel. By Joshua Klein on January 1, 2024. Decrying what they see as a modern blood libel against Jewish residents of Judea and Samaria. 23 Israeli Knesset members spanning five political parties pushed back against the Biden administration's recent statements about settler violence, arguing such instances are extremely rare, especially in comparison to daily acts of Palestinian terror. In a letter addressed to President Joe Biden on Sunday and reported by Israel Hayom, nearly two dozen Israeli lawmakers sought clarification of the current administration's recent statements alleging that Israeli settlers are committing violent acts against Palestinians in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank. Knesset member Ariel Kollner of the Likud faction, who serves as chairman of the lobby dedicated to the struggle against the international delegitimization of Israel, spearheaded the letter following the paper's report refuting claims of increased settler violence and revealing a 50% decrease in recent months compared to the same period in 2022. Kollner told the paper that settler violence claims are a deceitful and externally funded modern blood libel that must be cut off at the root, criticizing disproportionate focus and advocating support for settlers amid regional conflicts. The Jewish residents of Judea and Samaria have for years been subject to violent attacks by an Arab society that largely also supports the October 7 events, he said. At this time, we must stand by these residents and not allow delegitimizing entities that also make false accusations against IDF soldiers to defame them. We would welcome a response from the U.S. president and hope that the data on which he relied will be scrutinized thoroughly, he added. Beginning with an expression of gratitude for the president's support during the current conflict with Hamas, the letter largely expresses this sentiment. First and foremost, we would like to express our gratitude on behalf of the people of Israel for your staunch support of the State of Israel and for your unflinching stance in these difficult times, it commences. As members of Israel's Knesset and the Knesset Caucus to Combat Anti-Semitism and Delegitimization, we, like you, denounce violence against innocent civilians, it continues. We are turning to you today regarding a number of statements you made recently pertaining to a phenomenon you have called upon our government to address, namely violence perpetrated by Jewish residents of Judea and Samaria against Palestinian Arabs. Expressing their wish for the disclosing of those sources upon which the assertions and accusations against the residents of these Jewish communities are based, the lawmakers note that available data suggests otherwise. The data at our disposal indicates that the scope of these incidents is limited to a very small number of isolated events, which pales in contrast with the vastly larger scope of violent incidents perpetrated by Palestinian Arabs against the residents of these same Jewish communities. In fact, the quantity and quality of violent incidents emanating from the Jewish sector in Judea and Samaria is not only minuscule in comparison to Palestinian violence but is also similarly dwarfed when compared to the rate of violent crime in any other community or society. Again, we emphasize that we condemn any and all violence against innocents, but we must point out that there is a vast disparity between the scope of reported events and the statements you have made that create the impression that Jewish settler violence is a widespread phenomenon. The letter urges the Biden administration to issue accurate statements based on real data and allow Israel access to the underlying information of U.S. accusations. Battling violence is an objective that we share, but our efforts must not stray from the facts and the truth, it reads. With this in mind, and to be more efficient partners in the battle against violence and vigilantism, we hope that you will kindly share your source material with us. It concludes with a prayer for better days ahead for the United States and Israel. With you, we pray for an end to the difficult times that have been thrust upon us and look forward to better days, for both our countries and for the world. The remarks follow a series of decisive moves taken by the Biden administration against supposedly rampant Israeli settler violence in recent weeks. In November, President Biden directed top aides to craft visa bans and sanctions specifically targeting extremist Israeli settlers, following a Washington Post op-ed in which he demanded that extremist violence against Palestinians in the West Bank must stop and that those committing the violence must be held accountable. After confirming the move last month, the Biden administration was also reported to be postponing the sale of over 20,000 American rifles to Israel due to concerns about supposed settler attacks against Palestinians. Despite the harsh moves, critics argue that reports of Israeli settler violence are exaggerated or misconstrued, often relying on unsubstantiated reports, biased NGOs, and minimal evidence to portray a distorted narrative. In that light, given the reality of frequent, widespread, and serious Palestinian terrorism, the focus on settlers does not appear to warrant the international attention it receives. According to a recent investigation by the Samaria Regional Council, the United Nations fuels the worldwide campaign against settler violence by providing skewed data on the matter. Last week, conservative Middle East analyst and commentator Caroline Glick attributed allegations of settler violence to the Palestinian need to justify its brutal acts of terrorism and desire for the Biden administration to create a moral equivalence between Israel and Hamas. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.